In this podcast, Overdrive columnist Kevin Rutherford tells owner-operators how they can make long-term improvements to their business and personal lives by using tactics and strategies. Rutherford, a small fleet owner and former owner-operator accountant, was speaking at Overdrive's Partners in Business seminar at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas. Overdrive would like to thank sponsors Firestone, Ryder Vehicle Systems, and Shell Rotella for making its Partners in Business program possible.
How many of you know the difference between tactics and strategies? Anybody ever read The Art of War, or The War of Art? There's actually two books, they're both good. Tactics and strategies, something really different. Normally, when I talk, when I do a seminar, certainly always on the radio, we're really talking about tactics. We're talking about tactics. We're really not talking about strategies. And I know most of you probably came here and you want more tactics. That's what everybody wants. That's the fun stuff. That's the quick hit. Show me how to save $1,000 this week. We do that kind of stuff all the time. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But I also want to help you with a strategy. Because if I can teach you a strategy, then all of the tactics you know work better. If I teach it, I only have an hour today. I mean, I have a hard time saying hello in an hour some nights. So with only an hour, if I taught you one tactic, I could teach you a way to save money. But I looked at all the things and I thought, all right, which one? You know, I've been fighting this for a couple months now. What am I going to teach this time? I teach you a tactic, you'll save some money. It'll be fun, you'll go out and do it. We all like making money. But I thought, why not take that hour and teach you how to create strategies? And that's what we're going to do today. All right, so the difference in a strategy is big picture. Tactics are details. Big picture, here's a way that we can understand this. If you had a load from Jacksonville to Seattle, how high would you have to go up in the real world to be able to see that whole route, to be able to see the big picture? Sometimes people talk about this as the 30,000 foot view. We're looking at everything from way up here. We can see the whole thing. Looks like it'd be pretty easy to get there, right? It's only 2 inches on the map, right? You need a strategy to know how to get from Jacksonville to Seattle. It's pretty simple, right? We're going to put some freight on the trailer. We're going to drive a couple days, and we'll get there. That's a strategy, big picture. How many details could happen between those two events? Those are the tactics. That's what you do every day to do what you do, to deliver freight. We're going to talk about the difference between strategies and tactics in your business. Tactics are the details. You would use hundreds of tactics. Getting in the truck, backing up to the dock, loading the freight, dealing with traffic, dealing with dispatch, dealing with schedules. Most of you are pretty good at that kind of stuff, right? You ever stop to think about how many things have to happen for you to get that load there, all the details? Are some people better than others? Yeah. Hundreds of tactics. Tactics change with circumstance. Would we use the same tactics to get a load of boxes from Jacksonville to Seattle as opposed to a heavy piece of machinery? No, those change, right? Tactics also change over time. Can you think of a tactic that's changed pretty drastically over the last 10 years on how you get from Jacksonville to Seattle? There's one. Anything else? Really basic. How many of you, 10 years ago, were using a GPS to do that? Or 20 years ago? Certainly not, right? You got out a map. If you didn't know where you were going, you got out a map and you looked at the map. And 20 years ago, how many of you had a cell phone? No, you got out a map and you went to a pay phone and you called and you wrote down some directions, right? We did that for years. Some of you probably still do, and there's nothing wrong with that. But are a lot of people now getting on a cell phone, plugging it into the GPS, verifying a couple things and off you go, right? Those tactics change. Fuel mileage. I've been teaching fuel mileage for almost 20 years now. A lot of stuff has changed. Sometimes I have to explain myself because people said, well, Kevin, that's not what you said the last time I saw you. You're right, it's not. Things change. And I try to stay on top of those changes. Some things we talk about with fuel mileage tactics, if fuel was $3 a gallon, and all of a sudden now it's $4 a gallon, will tactics change? Because what was cost effective at $4 a gallon may not have been cost effective at $3 a gallon. So could tactics like that change constantly? That's why we track numbers, because the tactics will change. Do you kind of understand the difference between the tactics, which are the details? All day long we do these. Strategy is what I want to talk about today. Strategy is the big picture. So do we all know what a tactic is? It's the stuff we do every day. I could come up here, and I do it all the time. I could teach you a way to save $10,000 in fuel in the next 12 months. It would apply to 90% of the people in the room. You'd like that, right? I could teach you a way to save $4,000 in maintenance. Again, almost everybody in the room it would work for. Or $2,000 in taxes. Those are tactics. I could add $25,000 to your top line revenue by teaching you better lane and rate selection and understanding rates and lanes and all those things. Those are the numbers you'd be excited about, right? That's not what we're doing today. We're going to talk about the big picture, because any one of those things would take me more than an hour. I want to give you the tools to be able to understand strategies and design your own strategies. Tactics change circumstances. I can put some more money in your pocket by teaching you tactics. And I do it all the time. Do it every night on the radio. Strategies change lives. I want to teach you how to change your life. I want to teach you how to develop your own strategies so that every time you learn a tactic, it becomes more powerful. Does that make sense? All right, my mission is to outline what you need to do to create a winning strategy. Yours is to decide whether or not you're willing to do what it takes. You know what? None of this stuff is rocket surgery. It's really very simple stuff. Is it easy? There's a huge difference between simple and easy. This stuff is very simple to understand. Many times I get accused of teaching common sense. Well, it was so common I wouldn't have to keep teaching it. It's simple stuff. Sometimes we just have to be reminded of what it is, but more importantly than that, we have to be willing to do what it takes. And that's usually where people fall down, because it's simple, but it's not easy. I'll go so far to say as if you're not willing to do some of the things that I outline, and we're going to get into those here pretty quick, you might as well take the free gifts, grab a plate of food, and go, because this seminar isn't going to give you much if you're not willing to do these things. And I can tell you exactly what's going to go through your mind when we start talking about them. You're going to go, oh yeah, I know that stuff. I do that stuff. Let's get on to the real stuff. Teach me how to save $10,000 in fuel. That's what's going to go through the mind of most of the people in here. If you have that attitude and that's really what you believe, you really should leave. It's not going to help. What I'd rather see you do, though, is sit with an open mind and think about it and really think of whether or not you are doing these things. Every day, do you have a real winning strategy and are you following it? And I can tell you, I still struggle with this. I learned this a long time ago and I have to keep fighting to come back to this kind of stuff every day. All right, here's what you need to make your strategy fly. You need a kite. You need knowledge, information, training, and education. And I'm going to give you as many of those pieces as I can today. I'm going to give you the outline. And I think I'm going to give you enough that you'll be able to take this and fly with it. It really is that simple to understand. It will be easy to put together your strategy. Do you think you might have a different strategy than the person next to you? I will tell you this. You will probably have very different tactics from the person next to you, but you're going to be surprised how similar everybody's strategy can be. It's really simple. Tactics are more complicated. They change. They're different for every situation. They're different for every operation. Strategies are pretty simple. Strategies really haven't changed. The idea of strategies and tactics a lot of times comes from the military and the Art of War, the book, written thousands of years ago, still used today. Nothing changes in that kind of stuff. Tactics change constantly. Strategies, the things we need to do to be successful in business today have not changed in 100 years. They haven't changed in 1,000 years. They're really that simple. I did a Google search the other day, and I can't remember exactly what the numbers were, but I was looking, I had a thought. How many secrets to success do you think there are? I don't know how many secrets there are, but I can tell you there was like 8,000 books with the title Secrets of Success. How come there's still secrets? There are 8,000 books about it. There really are no secrets. There's nothing new when it comes to success. It's the same stuff, but it's hard to do. I want to give you some ways to make it a little bit easier, but I will tell you, it's not easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to require work. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it and everybody would be succeeding. But I can tell you this, the stuff I'm going to talk about today, don't just blow it off and say, boy, I wasted an hour there. He didn't teach us anything. I just want you to think deep about it with an open mind and think how it could change not only your operation or your business, but really it could change your life. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I put together a plan, and I started with one truck 20-some years ago, 22 years old. I've been through this as an owner-operator. I didn't do it all right. I wish I could go back to being 22 and know what I know now. But I did learn a lot of these things over time, and it did help me succeed early. But I took those exact same strategies and ideas, and I built other businesses along the way. I mean, it's kind of what I like to do. I got interested in accounting and taxes, and I built two companies doing that. Then I, you know, found the whole radio show thing and wanted to do that, so I built another business doing that. We're now building software and websites. Strategies are all the same. I'm getting better at them all the time. I wish I would have known them then. But what I did was, with everything I know today about trucking and owner-operators and all the people I've helped, what's the overall strategy I could teach you that you could start with? This is your template. You're going to tweak it. You're not going to have to tweak it a lot. This one is critical. We don't need to get too deep into this one. You don't need to get crazy about this. There are thousands and thousands of books on goal setting. Read any of them. Listen to any of them. They work. And it doesn't have to be a long, complicated process. Goal setting can be really simple, but doing it on a regular basis, literally daily, and having it in writing is critically important. And I know this is the first one where a bunch of people just went, oh yeah, I know all my goals. They're all right here. I got them. I know what I want. You guys all know what you want, right? How many of you have it in writing? How many of you have it with dates on it? How many of you have it with all the steps it's going to take you to get there? Or do you just have some big, vague idea in the back of your mind about all the things you've wanted? How many of you are older than 40? All right. Think about one of the things that you want right now. Because you know them. I call them goals. I tell you you should have them written down. You've got them in your head. You think that's good enough. Did you also want some of those same things when you were 20? Come on. Yes? The rest of you are just lying. What happened? It's been 20 years. You wanted it back then. What happened? Why? Could you have achieved it? Could you look back now and say, well, if I would have done just this. I mean, some of them would have been simple, wouldn't they? After 20 years, you look back and go, if I just would have done this one little thing once a week, I would have gotten to that goal, right? That's why they have to be written down. That's why you've got to start putting them in steps and put dates on them. Because I can promise you the next 20 years will go by and you look back and you go, what happened? I could have done it again. It's human nature. We all do it. Don't blow this one off. Don't think, well, I know it. And I'm going to get a little more into that. I'm going to go over all of them that we need. These are the things you need to master. When we go through this list, then I'm going to give you some ideas on how to master them. But what I want you to start doing is focus on these things. And every day I want you to think, what did I do in that one area? Accounting. This is another one that everybody would just rather skip, right? Do we have any number geeks in the room, people who just like to play with numbers all day long? Good. That helps. Most of us don't. I don't. I really don't. But I understood early on that it's critically important to run a business. If you think you're going to succeed in business without knowing the numbers, you might as well go play the lottery. The odds are about the same. And some people will tell you, oh, I did it. I built a business. I didn't know any of my numbers. They're not lying. Some people do. I know I certainly can't. I've got to stay on top of the numbers. I have to know what's going on. And I think most of you do too. Don't think you're going to be the lucky one that's going to build a successful business without knowing the numbers. Understanding fuel mileage. I mean, that's just a basic in this business. But how many of you think you've got that one mastered? Good. Because I certainly don't. You know, Richard had 41 ideas. You know, it's funny, Richard, last year at the CMC, I sat down to do this exact same exercise. How many ways can I come up with to either save fuel, waste fuel, however you want to put the list together? And I've been doing that for a long time. And with truck and trailer and everything I could come up with, I was close to 80. And I had to do the same thing, though. I had to take my list and give it to people and say, here, what am I missing? And somebody would go, well, what about this? Things that I talk about, I forgot to put on the list. We're up to almost 80, and I'm not done. I wish I could just not go to my booth tomorrow and wander around the show all day long. I never get to do that because I'm sure I would come up with new ideas. So don't think that you've ever got this one mastered, and it's a big one. Fuel and maintenance. If you could master these two things about owning a truck, it goes a long, long way. Now, all of those things would be tactics. Those are tactics. We're building the strategy. Whether you think you need to know this or not, you need to know this. If you're going to be in this industry, I don't care if you're on a lease purchase, pure mileage contract right now, is it your plan to always be in that position? Could something change soon? Could it be part of your plan that you sometime maybe want to have your own authority or want to move to a percentage contract? Here's what I see happen, though. Guys who have been owner-operators for 15 years, leased to a carrier under a mileage contract, doing great, successful at it. They finally say, you know what? It's time. I need to go get my own authority. I'm going to go pull some of my own freight. They've never spent one day of those 15 years doing anything to learn anything about rates and lanes. Do you think it might be a little late to start now? Are you going to be behind the curve if you go get your own authority and the first time you start looking for loads is the first time you've really paid attention to it? You need to start understanding this right now. The other thing about this, I've been working on fuel mileage, like I said, 20 years. I still don't know everything. But I know a lot, and I know it well enough that I can teach it. I mean, I know it. I've also been working on rates and lanes and negotiation for about the same amount of time. I don't feel nearly as comfortable with it. This is a much more difficult area to learn. Some people are good at this naturally. I wasn't. I have to work at this. This has got to be part of your strategy. Don't wait until you need this because you don't learn this overnight. You don't learn this in a weekend. You can't pick up Rosetta Stone on rates and lanes and think you'll be speaking Spanish in 2 weeks. It's not going to happen. Customer service. How many of you ever heard Larry Winget? Look him up. Larry's great author, great speaker, one of the top speakers in the world. We've got him coming to our CMC event this year to kick off the event. I've had the privilege of being able to speak with him one time, so I got to know him a little bit. And he has got the best piece on customer service I've ever seen. He gets up and talks about all the books in the bookstore about customer service, thousands and thousands of books, all the secrets of customer service. You have to see him to know I can't do it like he'll do it. But, and then he screams at everybody, how about this for customer service? Be nice. Just try to be nice to people once in a while. That's the thing. This isn't going to be tough stuff, but you got to start learning it. You have to start practicing it. Right there is your list. How many of you today learned something new about everything on that list? Okay, no, everything. Yeah, how many of you? How hard would it have been, though, to learn something new about everything on that list today if you set that as a goal? Would it have been really difficult? Could you have got up this morning and spent 15 minutes listening to an audiobook on goal setting? Would 15 minutes be more than you've probably spent in the last 10 years learning about goal setting? That's a pretty good start. How many of you got up this morning and said, boy, you know, I've been paying for that accounting service every month, but I haven't picked up my profit and loss in a couple months and really looked at it and understand? How many of you have an accounting service, but you get a profit and loss every month, you don't know what it means? Some of you are lying. Pick it up and look at it. Spend 10 minutes trying to figure it out on your own. Pick up the phone and call those guys over there and say, you know, I pay you guys to do this every month. What's this number mean? Are you guys happy to do that?
Always.
Always. Start a little bit at a time. How many of you heard me do oil samples, oil analysis on the radio? Boy, the first time I looked at one of those things, I thought it was Greek. I still think some of it's Greek, but it took me years to be able to just pick one up, scan down through it, and say, here's your problem. Profit and loss the same way. I can take somebody's business report, profit and loss, scan down through it, and say, here's your problem. This is where you need to focus on your business. You need to be able to do that, though. So you could have spent a couple minutes on that today. Fuel mileage. I'm sure somebody learned something about fuel mileage today, right? At a truck show, I hope you learned a little bit about it. Maintenance, maybe. Could you have made it a point to say, I want to learn one more thing about fuel mileage today? And maintenance. How many of you have ever spent time learning about rates and lanes in this industry? What about the rest of you? Don't be the one that gets there someday and you've got this opportunity to move into a percentage contract, get your own authority, and you've spent 10, 15, 20 years in the industry and never spent a minute learning any of this stuff. I'm going to give you some ways to do this. I'm not just going to throw the list at you and say, now go do it. Customer service. How many of you have ever read a book on customer service? Do we all have customers? Is there anybody in this room that does not have a customer? But yet you've never read one book on customer service. How long does it take? I know a killer book on customer service. In fact, it's probably, I'm only going to recommend one. And I think it's a 3-hour book. Could you have listened, it's available in audio, by the way. Could you have listened to it sometime this week without even taking any time out of your other schedule, the other stuff you had to do? These are the things right here that will change lives. Tactics are good, but you've been doing tactics your whole life, haven't you? We all do, whether they're good tactics or not. We all have them. Most of us have nothing for a strategy. That's why we're not getting to where we want to be. That's why we're not changing our life. Don't blow this list off and say, boy, I can't believe I came here and this is all he's going to talk about. Because I can tell you, this is all we're going to talk about. There's nothing more. There are no $10,000 fuel savings ideas. Those are everywhere. We do those all the time. All I'm going to do is expand on this list and try to pound it into your head how important this is. You do this every day. If you spent 15 minutes a day on this list, and we came back here a year from now, and you did it every day, or darn close to it, how much more do you think you would know when you came back next year? How much better do you think you would be running your business? How much more successful do you think you would be? How much bigger would your bottom line be? Does that make sense? Are you willing to do this? There isn't a lot more to it. I mean, I'm going to give you some ideas. I'm going to help you outline a plan. There's not a lot more to it. It's not overwhelming. I just want you to start.
Thanks again to Firestone, Ryder Vehicle Systems, and Shell Rotella for sponsoring Overdrive's Partners in Business program.